ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام رب عالم قد قتله جهله وعلمه معه لا ينفعه.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, often, the ignorance of a learned man ruins him, while the knowledge he has does not avail him.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, is that one who has sound nature and a pure temperament will never take offense to Imam Ali. So, dear friends, Imam Ali is the standard and the criterion and the measure for measuring human natures and temperaments. So, for example, he who has a sound nature and who has a pure temperament will never take offense to Imam Ali. They will never be an enemy of Imam Ali, even though Imam's sword may come down upon their heads. And on the other hand, he who has a diseased nature, he who has a unpure temperament, will never show any attachment or any friendship or any love to Imam Ali, even if he does him great favors. And this, my dear friends, is because Imam Ali is nothing but the embodiment of truth and justice, the human manifestation of the divine attributes of Allah.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 3 of the Quran in verse number 33 makes an announcement where he says inna Allah astafa, verily God has chosen Adam and then Nuh and then the family of Abraham, and then Imran, alal alameen, over the rest of the people in the world. When you look at this verse of the Quran, you come to realize that all human beings have been created by Almighty God, but they are not equal in the eyes of God. As far as their status is concerned, you know, when it comes to the prophets of God, the messengers of God, those who represent Him in conveying His message, they are at a higher, you know, status than other human beings. I would like to take this opportunity to actually talk about this special status that God has given to Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Allama Amini, a prominent scholar who died in early 70s, in this third volume of his book, Al-Ghadir, actually has gathered many, many narrations on this issue. Even from the second Khalifa Umar ibn Khattab and his son Abdullah ibn Umar, where both of them, once they were asked about Ali, they said, there are three things that Ali was given, honored with, and we wish we would have at least one of them. And both father and son at different times to different audiences say, number one, the Prophet gave his daughter to Ali, and his descendants came from that line. Number two, in the battle of Khandaq, when it came to Khaybar, when it came to the issue of who will be the flag bearer of the Muslim army and the commander of it, you know, the Prophet gave that standard and flag to Ali bin Abi Talib. And the third, he says, the third honor that the Prophet gave to Ali was that he actually asked all the doors opening inside the mosque to be closed, including that of Umar ibn Khattab. He had a house there also. He says, but the Prophet allowed the house of Ali, the door of Ali, to be left open. And so this is something which is part of history, and we have to know about it. That even on a physical level, the rules change. A person in the state of the impurity known as janabat is not allowed to enter Masjid al-Nabi. But when it comes to Ahlul Bayt,
who have been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ruling doesn't apply to them.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتبيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by sunnis shias and even non-muslims everyone Even the faithless people respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسی در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
And so there's an interesting story where there was a friend of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, and this friend of Imam Ali's, he was a good and believing man. But unfortunately, just like any human being, he fell into error and was supposed to get punished. So the man walked away after the prescribed punishment had to be meted out. Now, when he was going out, a seditious and hypocritical khariji, one of the Kharijis, the ones who were a part of Imam Ali's army, but then they rebelled against him. This guy's name was Ibn al-Kawwa. He wanted to take advantage of this course of events for his own seditious and rebellious party against Imam Ali alayhi salam. So he came up to the companion and with an air of utter compassion, fake compassion, said, Who cut your hand off? The man said, the chief of the Prophet's successors, the leader of the untainted ones at the day of resurrection, the most righteous among the believers, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Imam of right guidance. He is the first to reach the gardens of felicity, the hero of the brave, the avenger against the promoters of ignorance, the giver of zakat. The leader on the right and perfect path, the speaker of what is true and appropriate, the champion of Makkah, the steadfast exceller. Subhanallah, this is what this man had said. Ibn Kawwa, to put salt on the wound, says, Poor you, he cut off your hand and you extol and praise him thus? The man replied, Why should I not extol and praise him? Know that his friendship is mixed with flesh and blood. I swear by Allah that he did not cut off my fingers except with the right that Allah has established for him. A beautiful and profound lesson which we learn, dear friends. The love for the Ahlul Bayt shows our pure nature and our pure temperament to the extent where if we love them so much, Even if they were to cut our fingers off, we will not back down from the love of Ali alayhi salam. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.